Genug vom täglichen Grind. Spiele Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und grinde, als wär's 2002. Ein legendäres Remake der Originalspiele mit neuen Parks, krasseren Tricks, plattformübergreifendem Multiplayer und abgefahrenen neuen Spielmodi. Hol dir das neue Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und zeig der Welt, der Shred stirbt nie. Jetzt vorbestellen auf tonyhawkthegame.com/playnow. Verfügbar ab dem 11. Juli.
Egal ob auf Festivals, im Club oder bei dir zu Hause, wo Musik ist, ist auch Jack. Also dreh auf und genieße deinen Sommer mit Jack Daniels. Der perfekte Begleiter für all die Momente, die du mit voller Lautstärke erlebst. Am besten laut genießen. Das ist es, was Jack zu Jack macht. Jack Daniels. Jetzt entdecken. Bitte genieße verantwortungsbewusst.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Tom's dogs, chimps, and Haywood's eggs. On the way in just a minute.
Steuer? Aber easy. Mit Wiese Steuer. Einfach Foto deiner Dokumente machen und schwupps wird alles automatisch ausgefüllt. Kein Plan, ob's passt? Wieso Steuer prüft deine Angaben noch vor Abgabe. So gibt's keine Fehler mehr. Und bei Fragen hilft dir Steuer-GPT so, dass du's verstehst. Das Beste? Du siehst jederzeit, was du zurückbekommst. So steigt deine Erstattung und die Vorfreude. Jetzt ausprobieren und noch schnell bis zum 31. Juli abgeben. Wieso Steuer? So einfach war Steuererklärung noch nie.
Touch this.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I can teach you, but I have to charge. Who let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof. Who let the dogs out? Woof,
let's
woof,
get
woof.
It
my
started.
Hump, my 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 lovely lady lumps. My hump, my hump, my hump. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face.
So fellas,
yes,
fellas,
yes.
Has your girlfriend got the butt?
Hell yes.
So shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt.
Baby got back.
In my crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Baby got that.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
We have Chick McGee across the way wanting to be on vacation.
Are you telling me you don't want to be back on vacation? Is that what you're saying?
I'm glad to be back.
Is that right?
Get my routine going again.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
What really does that entail? Like, I see you juicing at 3 in the morning, something like that, right?
No, this morning at 3 in the morning, I'd been awake for an hour cleaning up a...
So you say, yes.
No, I woke up at 10 of 2 to the sound of the dog vomiting. One of my dogs.
You have the sickest dog.
What the hell are you doing over there?
Three days out of five, they're either crapping or vomiting somewhere.
They're a mess.
My dogs haven't vomited in 5 years.
I'm guessing this may involve some kind of Christmas cookie or something that was slipped to him late in the evening. All in.
Oh.
You know that sound, though. You're dead asleep and you're this...
Did they go to a facility while you were on vacation, or they have someone dog sit? Or
yeah, we had dog sit. They did fine. Oh. But unfortunately, I'm serious. I got up at 10 of 2, and there was a lot of cleaning up to do. So
is the tree down yet?
You take the tree is down.
Tree's down.
The house
mine's
is
not.
The house,
is yours
down? Yeah.
The house is in good order.
My tree's down.
You never had a tree up?
No.
Oh.
All down.
Yeah. Now, actually, Christy has an interesting story about what to do with your used Christmas tree.
I bet it's not, but go ahead.
Well, it's actually...
I think Christy...
What?
Hello?
All you did was just stop talking.
The power.
I think, Chris,
the power of prayer.
Everything was fine.
Actually, the unsold Christmas trees were fed to the animals at the Berlin Zoo in Germany.
More trees again.
Yeah, geez, that time of year, huh?
The Charlie Brown trees, or the trees that did not find homes for the holidays.
Christmas time.
Were given to elephants, giraffes, and other animals at the zoo.
I didn't know they ate trees.
I didn't know that either.
Why don't we do this in the United States?
We probably do.
We turn it into Tanqueray.
I know the elephants push trees around. They like to do that. Remember, they bump their heads into trees.
And Chick, you're right. Not only did they eat the fir trees, but they also played with them.
Oh, yeah, they'll play with it.
The zoo, by the way, takes only fresh, unsold trees from select vendors, as trees from us public people could contain chemicals or leftover decorations.
Do you remember when the tiger was in our studio, what the tiger's toy was?
Yeah, a bowling pin.
A bowling pin.
Just biting and tossing
it around.
And the thing is, I remember most about that is you think a tiger's, because you see them on TV all the time, you think they're about the size of a German Shepherd, and then you see them and, oh, this thing is several hundred pounds. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
This is an interesting way to get rid of the trees.
I can't believe you allowed a tiger in here.
I can't. Oh, believe me, it'll never happen again. We had a chimpanzee in here. Then I read about the lady getting her face bitten off.
Do we have a chimpanzee? I thought we had a capuchin. I don't remember the
chimpanzee. We had a chimpanzee years. There's a picture of
me holding the chimp. Yeah. He's inches away from biting my face off.
No, he wasn't going to bite there your face. He was a baby.
TV show Me and the Chimp, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Wasn't there?
There was the Hat. Was it
oh, wait a minute. It was bad TV.
What? The Hathaways? Was that
BG
the
BG and the Bear.
No, that
had a chimp in it.
Yes. Me and the Chimp's what I'm thinking.
He was a truck driver.
You're no help, Ace.
Wasn't
Me and the Chimp.
Wasn't the Hathaways, that whole family of chimps, or the Marquee Chimps?
Beverly Hillbillies?
Wasn't there was a chimp on the Today Show for a while, wasn't there?
Yeah. Fred Muggs or Fred J. Muggs.
Dave Garraway or whatever the hell that guy
is. Me and the Chimp.
Bingo.
That was there. Never mind. I've got such a good joke. I can't.
Who's in Me and the Chimp?
Ted Bessel.
Ted Bessel.
Yes.
Ted Bessel was the boyfriend on that girl. Yeah, go ahead.
And
who was the chimp?
The chimp doesn't get named.
Jackie
Buttons.
Jackie Buttons.
Oh, Jackie Buttons.
Yeah. Anita Gillette was in that.
No, game. Jackie Buttons. Yeah. No.
Jackie, put Anita down. Jackie.
Well, Christy, you got to find out.
Bad Jackie.
You know so much about the zoo. Perhaps next year they could do that.
There was an actress named Anita Gillette.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hairiest legs you've ever seen.
Yeah. Ironic, really. Turned out she was quite the shaver. Anyway, that'd be fun.
It would be fun.
Spruce up the zoo. Literally.
Did I read? Did I see?
Nothing. That gets nothing.
Spruce up the zoo. Bruce for Pete's sake.
Did I see that Tilda Swinton is sleeping in a museum?
Oh, I thought a chrysalis somewhere.
No, she's...
What?
Well,
she's on display at some, it might be MoMA, I'm not sure. But
I saw her on CBS Sunday Morning.
Oh, look, a mummy. No, that's Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, she was on CBS Sunday Morning yesterday.
Yes, she was.
About what?
Interviewed for
being an alien.
Well, she was up for one of the awards at the Golden Globes. Yeah. Is she? Yes. Sleeps in a glass box for art. You're exactly right, Chick.
In the MoMA lobby.
Yeah, in the MoMA.
What a weirdo.
She really
Tilda
is.
Tilda Swinton is asleep in a glass box in the MoMA library today. Yeah. Yeah. 12 hours ago. Yeah.
It's a long way from Michael Clayton.
Oh, she's great, Michael Clayton.
Yeah, she is.
Man, that's
didn't
good
she win
movie.
An Academy Award
she
for
did.
That?
That was
yeah.
the first Academy Award.
Here we go. The TV show The Hathaways.
Anything we said.
What a cast. The great Jack Weston.
Remember Jack Weston?
I do love
so
Jack
funny.
Weston, yes.
Peggy Cass. You'd recognize
Peggy Cass.
Mary Grace Canfield. You would recognize
sure.
her. If you saw her, you'd go, oh, yeah, her. And and there's a bunch of chimpanzees in this picture.
All right.
boy.
It says, The Hathaways, a situation comedy on ABC in 1961. They were the parents of a trio of performing chimps.
Mary Grace Canfield was one of the fix-it people on Green Acres.
Yes.
Alf and Ralph. Yeah, I think that was their name. She
exactly.
was,
Well, you know what I had over the weekend?
Fresh peacock.
No fresh eggs from Haywood Banks.
What?
I didn't know he could lay eggs.
But, oh, yes. You haven't heard his last album.
Did he stay at your house?
Just kidding.
How did you get... Do you have to...
I, too, have had fresh eggs from Haywood Banks before.
And they're multicolored.
Yeah. How do you get the fresh eggs? Does he deliver them?
Yeah, he was passing through and he went over to my house. And
oh, nice.
Them. Oh, they were... The yolks...
Eggs from a store, thank you.
Gigantic yolks.
I loved them. Yeah, they were delicious.
Just delicious.
Mm-hmm. Did you have them with... Toast?
Oh, you know something? I did not. I don't even have a toaster.
What?
Well, I know someone who has one.
It's a little dented.
He has about 40 of them.
I know. You don't have a toaster.
Well, if there's one, I don't eat toast. I mean.
No.
I mean, I'll eat it. I just.
What?
Then I'll get up in the morning and make toast.
Toast is one of my favorite foods.
I know.
Yeah. Sourdough toast. Yeah.
Oh. I have it. What about a bagel? You put a bagel in there? No.
You know, they sell bagels at stores. That's where I get them.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, but you take it home and toast it?
No, eat it right there. They make it up for you. It's the best.
Do you ever cook? You cook, though.
I cook all the time, but there's certain things I don't make. I don't make my own coffee.
You don't make toast.
You don't make your own bagels.
Don't make my own toast.
Is that right?
Yeah. But in any event, it was great to have those nice eggs from Haywood. And it was a beautiful situation. I didn't have to actually see him.
He just dropped them off in your house.
Oh, I didn't know this would happen. Well, if this is an angle, I might be interested in eggs.
So Haywood has a key to your house?
He has a new address. Left him outside.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
It was fun.
Wait a minute. Is that true? He really does have a key to your house?
Yeah. So he calls me up and he calls me up. I'm literally on a chairlift. You know, I'm skiing.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, listen, I got these eggs I want to drop off. Okay.
Yeah.
But he goes, I can't find your refrigerator. Well, it
what is it hidden?
What?
Wait, do you have one of those that looks like cabinets?
Yeah, Myra, you can't tell which is the refrigerator if you don't know.
Kelly didn't allow Haywood to be rummaging around your home.
There's no way she knows Haywood Banks has a key to your house.
But they were fresh eggs. They were delicious.
Yeah, they are delicious.
Get used to this. Tom, can I talk to you for a second? Is it true that Haywood has a key to our house?
And that's nice that he put them in the fridge. Don't most people drive by your house and just throw the eggs at
him? My crayfish is still alive. We got that going.
Thank goodness for that.
Do you have him hooked up to an IV?
No, he's got a giant tank. And
yeah.
I feed him these crayfish.
Where did you get a crayfish?
You have a pet crayfish?
Yeah.
Did you get it at the creek behind your house?
It was one of those things where my 9-year-old daughter volunteered, and I thought it was just for like a couple of days. And
yeah,
two aquariums, and several hundred dollars later, I got a crayfish in the craft room.
Very strange.
What do they eat?
These pellets, and they actually eat. You can give them lettuce, hamburger, apparently.
Oh, they don't like the bun.
They like Big Macs.
They're on Atkins.
Keto.
Yeah. They like no Big carbs. Macs and fries. As a matter of fact, you give them a Big Mac, they'll look up and go, "Where's the fries?"
He always looks angry. It's like,
oh yeah.
Oh, they got those pincers up.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you been pinced?
No,
I won't. The only time I had to touch the thing, I went down to the kitchen and I got a pair of tongs, you know, the really long ones you use for grilling.
Yes.
And I reached in there, grabbed the thing, and I'm not going to touch that.
Do yourself a favor, look up crabs with knives on the internet. Yeah. The videos are hilarious.
Yeah, this guy's a crayfish.
Sure.
And no, apparently, same thing. And according to the guy at the store, I took a picture of him and said, what do I feed this thing? And the guy goes, first of all, that's a invasive creature that shouldn't be in America.
No, I don't want to talk to that guy either.
He was very nice.
Let's see. Tomiko Ituka.
Ituka. You know, something before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I took a bus here.
Oh, no, I took a dump.
No, he wasn't gone.
Yeah, I know. I was on the bus.
Well, that's a great holiday.
Tomiko. Yeah,
to drop a deuce and a greyhound on my way to the Grand Canyon so I could jump in. What's going on?
Oh, I guess there are actual bathrooms on buses.
Yes,
right?
of course.
You think somebody's taking a dump off the edge of the Grand Canyon? You can get to any edge you want. You know some mud falcons have been.
I say yes. I say absolutely.
Why were they tethered to something just in case?
Well, I don't. I when I went to the Grand Canyon,
you're doing Reagan.
Nancy said I could poop here.
She told me I assured me that I was in my bathroom.
This is almost the same size as the Oval Office.
When you have to have a buddy to kind of hold you on,
right?
I mean, you couldn't do that by
yourself.
People
are crazy at the Grand Canyon. Right? Am I right?
I couldn't believe how close you could get. I mean, you can just walk off.
We could fall, right?
Really? Yeah.
Yep.
If you people ever go ahead.
It also makes sense. It's like you're not going to put a barrier around.
Do people ever go ahead first?
Absolutely.
I'd probably.
Yeah, but how many people know Tom? Those are the only people going up there and wanting to jump. Do you know Tom Griswold? Stay away from the edge. Watch this one. Watch her.
Sorry, where were we?
Tomiko Itoka is a Japanese woman who was the world's oldest person. She's died.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
An official in charge of...
So gee, she took a dirt nap.
She leaves behind a big family. Very sad.
Get a load of this guy.
How old was she?
You think you got a bad job.
116.
An official in charge of elderly policies.
What if he's just the biggest bully?
She died on December 29th at the age of 116.
Wow.
This is known.
She was hit by a bus.
This is
ironically. Her eyes were failing her.
No, there's more.
That'll happen.
Just in his natural, the way he chooses, he thinks he's this crackerjack newsman. Are you ready?
Okay.
The super centenarian loved bananas.
Yeah, I bet. You don't need teeth.
And Japanese flavored yogurt. She became the oldest person following the death of...
What is Japanese yogurt?
Japanese yogurt.
Wasabi?
No, it's C-A-L-P-I-S.
Cow piss. That's right. That's what it's called. Cow piss.
That's right.
Calpis.
I bet it's not pronounced that way, but.
Calpis?
C-A-L-P-I-S.
Calpis.
Hansel.
Calpis.
According to the.
Calpis sounds like a lesser one of the California university system. Well, I was going to go to Santa Cruz. I couldn't get in, so I went to Calpis.
My great uncle used to call milk. Give me a glass of that Calpis.
Yeah.
It was eaten, not aware that it came from a different orifice. Very simple man, your uncle.
Now the world's oldest person is it's a nun. She's on deck from Brazil, Ina Canabaro Lucas. She's 116.
Okay.
Can I borrow Lucas?
I can borrow Lucas?
Ms. Lucas, current record holder.
I got yours need cleaning.
I'm a nun. 1908.
How about that? Born in 19. Oh, man.
Does anybody want to live to be 116?
Oh, that'd be a rough couple of years.
The cause of death, answered prayer. I'm sorry. Gone too soon. Are they going to do an autopsy?
Gone too soon.
It's really a shock when they die, right? Right there at the end.
What does Kramer say? Boy, that makes you think of it.
Right there at the end. A stuntman in India earned a Guinness World Record by stopping 57 electric fans in 1 minute with his tongue.
Oh, man.
Now you
this
laugh.
This used to be a stupid human trick on Letterman. Mr. Kranthi Kumar Panikkar, known as Drill Man.
Drill Man. Hey.
He was on the Italian TV series Lo Show de Record.
Oh, sure.
In Milan.
Good show.
So, I'm not taking questions.
He sticks his tongue out and...
Yeah, that's what it means.
Ow.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta hurt? No?
No.
Well, if it gets caught in there, I would think, but you just kind of go forward and press it again.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
There really is a trick to it.
We've all tried it.
Yeah.
Pat, you ever turn anything off with your tongue?
Yes. You can be too aggressive.
A fan?
You ever put...
Ever get the tap on the head?
You stopped a fan with your tongue. Yeah.
Like the most fans ever stopped by a tongue was that guy. Yeah. What's his name? Michael Richards from Seinfeld, when he decided to take up race relations in his stand-up act. That,
that's a generous way of putting it.
Turned off a few fans.
That is a very generous way. Did you see that Michael Richards tried to tackle race relations? No, but I saw him scream the word. What are you talking about?
Over and over and over.
So did he not turn a bunch of...
Something about hanging from trees. Did he not, I remember that part.
Turn a bunch of fans off?
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
I want to see a picture of this guy.
There he is.
Who is he? He's a hippie.
It looks like Rupert.
He looks like Rupert. He's got a...
My God, his hair's glorious.
Tie-dye shirt.
Well, he is...
Christy, you like him, right? With the long hair?
Well, he's going
at it.
That's
a lot of hair on his face, though. Wow, he is going at it, isn't he?
It does. 50s. It looks a little...
so how long? Obviously,
sort of Jason Momoa-esque.
Yes.
Stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. Long.
But, I mean, he's just shoving his face into the fan.
Well, yeah. How else would you stop it with your tongue?
Well, the fan should be A, going faster, and B, metal.
Didn't your mother used to say, don't put your tongue or your finger in the fan when you were a kid?
My mom never had to tell us that, shockingly, actually. That was one thing she did.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.